But who was Jesus also in his work as Savior? Arius's teaching, which survives only in fragments and in the quotation from the works of his opponents, did communicate great respect for Jesus. Arius clearly had also studied the scriptures, and Arius clearly had an overwhelming awe at the being of God. For these reasons, because Arius was a serious student of the scriptures, Arius's attack on Orthodox Christian teaching was all the more serious. Arius grounded his faith in the absolute transcendence and absolute unity of God. This is how he put it. "We acknowledge one God who is alone self-existing, alone eternal, alone without beginning, alone true, alone possessing immortality, alone wise, alone good, alone sovereign, alone judge of all, etc." And the etc. is part of the quotation. With this view, it seemed only logical to Arius that however much the church should honor Jesus, it should not consider him in the same terms reserved for the Father. Arius's heavy reliance on logical reasoning is illustrated by a syllogism that his opponents later quoted him as defending in several debates, and this is how it went. "If the Father begat the Son, he that was begotten had a beginning of existence. Hence it is clear that there was when the Son was not. It follows then of necessity that he had his existence from the non-existent." The key assertion was that Jesus was subordinate to the Father, not only in the functional sense that Jesus came to earth to do the Father's will, but even more in the philosophical sense of Jesus being a creature subordinate in his essence to the Father. This was a troubling argument because Arius knew how to use the scriptures to back it up. He apparently referred often to the monologue by the figure, Wisdom, in Proverbs chapter 8, where wisdom speaks of being created the Bible speaks of wisdom being created at the beginning of God's work. And in studying the New Testament, Arius grasped hold the passages where Jesus spoke of the Father is greater than I am, where Jesus was said to grow or to suffer human privations like thirst. In all of these uses of the Bible, Arius was stressing the difference between Jesus and the Father. Even more importantly, Arius was appealing to what might be called the logic of monotheism. And in this, Arius repeated a tendency that has been seen very often in Christian history. And that tendency is...